And what's this stuff here? What's this? That's the mules. And horses that they're using.
And what did they use mostly around here for?
These wagons.
I mean, what kind of animal?
Oh, horses and mules, either one. Some people had a lot of horses and some had a lot of mules. And
what did they call a place for the land where they grew the cotton? Do they have any special names for
that? Yeah, just a farm acreage. Farmland. No, you've already seen all those, haven't you?
What did they use to chop the cotton with?
Hoes. A hoe, you know what they are. And, of course, the tenants on the farm, you know, always did that kind of work. And they picked the cotton way back there, and my daddy would go to weigh it, you know, and they'd have rocks in the cotton bags.
What?
So they'd make it weigh more so they'd get more money. And, they did all sorts of things back.
What else did they do?
Well, that's one of the things I remember.
Who put the rocks in there?
The pickles, cotton pickles.
Well, they got paid?
How'd
they get
paid? By the pound. Oh. So much a pound. And they had the cotton bags over their shoulders that had big wide straps about like that put over their shoulders. And I don't remember whether they went over both shoulders or how they did. But anyway, they were big burlap bags, and they every once in a while they'd stick these little rocks in from out of the field. Till they were caught, you know.
Yeah.
And of course that made your cotton weigh more.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any weeds in the cotton?
Oh yeah, they were always having to clean that out, you know. That was worked on every day. By the time you get the one end, you'd have to start back at the other end, take a hoe and dig all those weeds out. And then they sprayed it too.
Mm-hmm.
And then the boll weevil, I believe they called it, came along and just about destroyed all the cotton we had down this way.
Is that when did they stop raising cotton?
Just about. And then the people started coming in town then and getting jobs, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and the farmland today is just about gone.
Yeah,
you don't see much of it. But I read in the paper the other day where that they were going, since they don't have the as many employees at Lockheed, that a lot of people are going back to the farms.
Mm-hmm.
Because vegetables are so high and everything, and then a lot of people having gardens that had never gardened before in their lives. You read that in
yes.
the paper, I guess.
Did they have any special name for the grass that grew up in the cotton field?
I don't remember. See, we used to play out there, but we never paid any attention to anything like that. There was a branch ran through then because we played the branch most of the time.
What's that?
A little water branch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It ran through the
mm-hmm.
property. And it was always clear and pretty, and we'd get in there and wade, take our shoes off and get in there and play.
Did they grow tobacco in the same place? Did it happen?